Mike Wobshaw back with you at Vikings Minicamp, joined by a familiar face, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, and an unfamiliar face here on the website, former University of Minnesota Golden Gophers basketball, Trevor Mbakwe. PA, you bring Trevor out. What's the deal here? Is he trying out, like, tight end, or, like, are you trying to scare Kyle Rudolph? What's the deal here?
No, the genesis of it is weird, is that I get pedicures, and I got one last year. Trevor Mbakwe tweeted me saying that he does the same thing. And then he's a Vikings fan, and he listens to the games on the radio. So then we started going back and forth late in the season. He wanted to meet Adrian Peterson. I was trying to facilitate it. They're making an NCAA tournament run. We're making a playoff run. So we couldn't get it together. Right. So then I had Trevor on the show today, and probably overextending my boundaries, invited him on the radio to come out and meet Adrian Peterson. So now I got to get with Adrian, I got to get with media relations, I got to get with security, put myself in a little meat grinder, but it's all approved. Adrian knows he's here, and Trevor's excited.
So you're going to get to meet Adrian, right? You haven't met him yet, is that correct?
I haven't got a chance to meet him yet. We've been trying to plan this probably for like 8-9 months now, and I'm fortunate to be able to get this opportunity, and I'm excited.
Yeah. Ever been to an NFL practice? Is this your first time?
First time here at the facilities, first time seeing these guys up close, and they're a lot bigger.
So are you eyeing them up like I'm going to play tight end or left tackle, or what are you thinking?
I know a lot of people say I should play football, you know, the way I play. I'm a physical guy, and I did play football for a couple years growing up, but, you know, these guys are big, and this is what they do for a living, and I wouldn't want to mess with them.
Well, you're a basketball player, the face of the Gophers program for 4 years, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes.
Yep. And now you're going into the NBA draft, which is in a week or so. So what do you think?
I'm excited. You know, I've been all over the country working out for teams and trying to impress them. And got three more workouts left. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. A week left of being stressed out and not knowing what to expect. But I'm enjoying this process.
Yeah, you know, these guys out here, they go to the combine and that pre-draft process. And that's a grind for them. And it's like the thing that determines where you get drafted is not on the field of play. It's in all these workouts and stuff. So I would imagine you're excited to finally join a team and start playing again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we kind of went through the same process, and a lot of rookies are kind of going through what I'll be going through in the next month or two. And, you know, we all wait a long time for this opportunity, and it's gonna be weird, you know, crazy finally hear my name called, but I'll be excited.
Face of sports in Minnesota, PA, is he going to be a Timberwolf, or what do you think is going to happen with Trevor?
I want to know, if you came into the NFL, do you think you could be Antonio Gates, a basketball player and a power forward at Kent State?
I think I don't know. A lot of basketball guys make that transition. You know, Jimmy Graham was from New Orleans. He was he was okay basketball player, and he come in, and now he's a great tight end for the Saints. I don't know if I'll ever try. I've had enough knee injuries already, and getting hit by one of these guys. I don't know if my knees will be able to hold up, but I think I may be able to make that transition.
But seriously speaking, what kind of career do you see for Trevor?
Timberwolves draft pick, second round. A Birdman without the baggage and tattoos, or Reggie Evans type player. He'll block three a game for you. He'll steal a couple. He'll grab 10 rebounds. Might not score over 5 too frequently, but Ben Wallace didn't either, and he stayed in the league for 15 years.
All right.
So I see him as a Ben Wallace type.
Great. Thanks, PA. Trevor, thanks for joining us. Thanks, hopefully the Wolves take you, and then you can come out here more often.
Yep, I agree.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.